The United Kingdom, which consists of Great Britain, comprising England, Scotland and Wales, and Northern Ireland, is a hereditary constitutional monarchy. Queen Elizabeth II is the official head of state. At the opening of Parliament, she delivers her annual speech from the throne. She furthermore appoints her government, Prime Minister and Cabinet, the bishops of the Anglican Church, the life peers, and the law lords. She is not only head of state of the United Kingdom, but also of a number of Commonwealth states. Although all government actions are carried out in her name, her actual power is reduced to representative, ceremonial, and integrated functions, for example, on state visits or national celebrations and ceremonies. The above-mentioned appointments are all carried out on the advice of the Prime Minister. In contrast to all other European states, the United Kingdom is the only country which does not have a written constitution. This does not mean that there are no written documents at all. In the course of time, many laws and conventions have evolved that are the basis of Britain's constitution today. The Prime Minister and his or her cabinet have real political power. The cabinet consists of about 20 members chosen by the Prime Minister. They are called ministers or secretaries of state. There are three principles that determine the work of the government: ministerial responsibility, the collective responsibility of the cabinet for governmental policy, and the dominance of the Prime Minister. Ministerial responsibility means that every minister or secretary of state is responsible for the correct work of his or her department. The cabinet is furthermore collectively responsible for the decisions of the government. Ministers or secretaries of state are expected to criticize decisions internally. In public, however, they have to support the governmental policy. Otherwise, they have to resign. Although the British government is considered to be a cabinet government due to its collective responsibility for governmental decisions, the dominance of the Prime Minister is evident. He or she presides over the cabinet, chooses and dismisses cabinet members, is responsible for the distribution of functions among members, determines the principles of government policy, may request the Queen to dissolve Parliament, and can call a general election at any time during the 5-year parliamentary term. Furthermore, he or she informs Parliament and the Queen of the activities of government. The Prime Minister is also the leader of the party which has the majority in the House of Commons. He or she can always rely on the party's loyalty. The extent of the Prime Minister's power over his or her cabinet also depends on personality and style of government, preference of compromise or conflict. The former Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, 1979 to 1990, for example, was very dominant, and cabinet government almost turned into prime ministerial government. The British Parliament is a two-chamber system, consisting of the House of Lords and the House of Commons. The members of the House of Lords are not elected. 2/3 of the 1,200 members have inherited their membership. The rest, life peers and law lords, are appointed by the Queen. Many of them, however, do not actively participate in the daily debates. Recently, the functions of the House of Lords have been seriously questioned, as it does not have much direct political power. Besides the hereditary peers, about 760, and the life peers, about 360, there are 10 law lords who are presided over by the Lord Chancellor. They form the Judicial Committee and constitute the highest court of appeal in Britain. The second chamber, the House of Commons, carries out the traditional parliamentary tasks like passing laws, controlling government policy, or debating major issues of the day. The 659 members of this House, Members of Parliament, MPs, are elected by universal adult suffrage in individual constituencies for 5 years. The British Parliament is above all an instrument of the government to legitimise its decisions.